Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains June 6th through the 9th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hello, friend. Welcome to Foul Play. Throughout human history, certain individuals have committed horrific acts that both terrify and fascinate us. From the streets of Victorian London to modern-day metropolises, serial killers have left their dark mark on society, leading to significant changes in law enforcement and criminal psychology. The term serial killer was coined in the 1970s, but these criminals existed long before we had a name for them. In the late 1800s, Jack the Ripper became one of history's most notorious murderers, killing at least 5 women in London's Whitechapel district. His identity remains unknown to this day, making him one of crime history's greatest mysteries. The 20th century saw a dramatic increase in documented serial killers. The 1950s brought us the story of Ed Gein, whose grotesque crimes inspired numerous horror films, including Psycho and the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. The 1970s witnessed a surge of serial killers, including Ted Bundy, who used his charm and good looks to lure victims, and John Wayne Gacy, who killed 33 young men while maintaining a respectable facade as a community volunteer. Law enforcement's approach to catching these criminals evolved significantly over time. The development of criminal profiling began with the FBI's Behavioral Science Unit in the 1970s, revolutionizing how we hunt serial killers. The emergence of DNA testing in the 1980s provided another powerful tool, helping solve both active and cold cases.
Female serial killers, though less common, have also left their mark on history. Eileen Wuornos became one of the most notorious, killing 7 men in Florida between 1989 and 1990. Unlike many male serial killers who are motivated by sexual gratification, female perpetrators often kill for financial gain or revenge, and their methods of killing are often different, especially hundreds of years ago when poison was a weapon of choice. Modern technology has changed both how serial killers operate and how they're caught. The digital age has created new hunting grounds for predators, but it has also given law enforcement unprecedented tools for tracking and capturing them. Genetic genealogy, for instance, has helped solve decades-old cold cases, including identifying the Golden State Killer in 2018. The psychological study of serial killers has revealed common patterns in their development. Many experience traumatic childhoods, showing early signs of concerning behaviour such as animal cruelty and arson. This understanding has helped develop preventative measures and early intervention strategies. Today, serial killers continue to exist, but they're caught more quickly thanks to advanced forensic techniques, improved police communication, and public awareness. The lessons learned from history's most notorious cases have helped create better systems for protecting potential victims and bringing perpetrators to justice. Our fascination with serial killers has spawned countless books, movies, and documentaries, reflecting society's need to understand these extreme deviations from normal human behaviour. While this interest might seem morbid, it serves an important purpose in helping us recognise warning signs and prevent future tragedies. In this season of Foul Play, we'll be going back through hundreds of years and around the globe to bring you stories of less well-known serial killers from history. This is episode one, where we're going all the way back to the first century, to the Roman Empire, where we find Locusta of Gaul, often described as history's first documented serial killer.
In the shadowy corners of first century Rome, emerged a figure whose name would become synonymous with murder and intrigue. Locusta of Gaul. Born in the Roman province of Gaul, likely around 20 AD, Locusta would rise from humble beginnings to become one of the most feared and influential figures in Roman society. Though historical records of her early life are scarce, we know she came from a region renowned for its knowledge of herbs and natural medicines. What set Locusta apart from other criminals of her time was not just her chosen method of murder, but her systematic approach to it. She wasn't merely a poisoner. She was an artist of death who turned murder into a refined science. As a young woman, she made her way to Rome, where she quickly established herself as an expert in the creation of potions and toxins, building a reputation among those who sought to eliminate their enemies quietly. Her early victims were likely wealthy Romans who sought to accelerate their inheritances or remove troublesome rivals. Locusta's skill became so renowned that she maintained a successful business, selling her deadly concoctions to Rome's elite. She operated openly, protected by the sophisticated nature of her crimes and the difficulty in proving poison in an era before forensic science. The turning point in Locusta's career came when she caught the attention of the imperial court. Her reputation had grown, not just for the effectiveness of her poisons, but for her ability to create toxins that mimicked natural causes of death. This expertise made her invaluable to those in power who needed to eliminate opponents without raising suspicion.
Perhaps most chilling was Locusta's methodical approach to her craft. She experimented extensively with different compounds, testing them on unfortunate slaves and animals to perfect her recipes. She kept detailed records of her work, effectively creating the world's first poison laboratory. This systematic approach to murder, combined with her growing list of victims, places her firmly as history's first documented serial killer. She wasn't content to simply practice her deadly trade alone. Locusta began training others in her art, establishing what could be considered the first school of professional poisoners. Her students learnt not just about deadly substances, but about the art of moving through Roman society undetected, gaining trust, and delivering death in ways that would never be suspected. Locusta's deadly talents reached their peak when she formed a notorious alliance with Julia Agrippina, the ambitious wife of Emperor Claudius. Agrippina sought to ensure her son Nero's succession to the throne, and in Locusta she found the perfect accomplice. Together they orchestrated what would become one of history's most infamous political assassinations, the murder of Emperor Claudius himself. The plot was executed with surgical precision. Through careful observation, Locusta knew of the emperor's fondness for mushrooms. She prepared a specialised poison, which was applied to a particularly succulent mushroom and served to Claudius during a feast. The emperor's death appeared natural to most, though whispers of foul play echoed through Rome's marble halls. Upon ascending to the throne, Nero awarded Locusta handsomely for her service. He granted her a villa, vast estates, and more importantly, imperial protection. Under Nero's reign, Locusta's influence grew exponentially. She became more than just a poisoner. She was now a trusted advisor to the emperor himself, teaching him her craft and helping him eliminate political rivals.
One of her most notorious acts During this period was her involvement in the murder of Britannicus, Nero's stepbrother and potential rival for the throne. The young prince collapsed during a dinner party, his death so swift and dramatic that it caused a scandal even in murder-hardened Rome. Yet Nero's protection ensured Locusta remained untouchable. The relationship between Nero and Locusta grew stronger as the emperor's paranoia increased. She became his personal poison consultant, maintaining a laboratory within the palace walls where she continued her dark experiments. The nobility learned to fear her name, knowing that an invitation to dine at the emperor's table could be their last meal. During this period, Locusta's victims included senators, nobles, and anyone who posed a threat to Nero's power. She developed increasingly sophisticated poisons, some designed to kill instantly, others crafted to cause a slow, painful decline that mimicked natural illness. Her position at court made her virtually untouchable, and her services were sought after by other members of the nobility, who wished to eliminate their rivals with the same devastating efficiency. Locusta's methods of poisoning were as sophisticated as they were terrifying. In her laboratory, which some historians believe was located in the subterranean chambers of her villa, she cultivated a vast array of deadly substances, from hemlock to belladonna, to more exotic compounds derived from rare plants and animals. Her collection was unmatched in the ancient world. She was particularly skilled at extracting poison from mushrooms, specifically the death cap variety, which became her signature weapon. These fungi were especially effective because their symptoms often mimicked those of common illnesses, making deaths appear natural. Locusta discovered that by carefully controlling the dosage, she could determine not just whether someone would die, but how quickly and with what symptoms. Her experimental approach was methodical and scientific for her time. She tested various combinations of toxins on unfortunate slaves and condemned criminals, meticulously recording the effects. Through these cruel experiments, she learned to create poisons that could kill instantly or over several months, leaving no trace that could be detected by the medical knowledge of the time.
Craftsman days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Perhaps most chilling was her development of what became known as the Imperial Dinner Party Poison. This sophisticated concoction was designed to take effect several hours after consumption, ensuring that victims would be far from the dinner table when they succumbed. The delayed reaction made it nearly impossible to trace the poison back to its source. In her notorious poison laboratory, Locusta did not work alone. She trained a select group of assistants, creating what might be considered the world's first school of poisoning. These apprentices learned the art of harvesting toxic plants, the precise measurements needed for different effects, and the subtle art of administering poison without detection. Many of her students went on to serve in noble households across Rome, extending her deadly influence throughout the empire. Locusta's knowledge extended beyond just the creation of poisons. She was also skilled in developing antidotes, which she supplied to her wealthy clients as insurance against their own poisoning attempts. This dual expertise made her even more valuable to the Roman elite, who lived in constant fear of assassination. Throughout her career, LaCosta continued to refine her techniques, developing new methods of delivery. She created poisoned rings that could discreetly drop toxins into wine cups and perfected the art of applying poison to the edges of scrolls, targeting those who had the habit of moistening their fingers while reading. Her innovation in the field of toxicology was as remarkable as it was deadly. The true extent of LaCosta's reign of terror may never be fully known, but historical records suggest that her victim count reached into the hundreds. Beyond the high-profile assassinations of Emperor Claudius and Britannicus, countless less-known nobles, politicians, and wealthy citizens met their end through her poisonous concoctions. Her services were so frequently employed that during her peak, it was said that any suspicious death in Rome was whispered to be her handiwork. Her influence on Roman society was profound and far-reaching. The wealthy began employing food tasters with unprecedented frequency, and the price of antidotes soared as paranoia gripped the upper classes. Some accounts suggest that dinner parties became tense affairs, with guests watching their hosts carefully and hosts equally suspicious of their guests. The fear of poison became so prevalent that some nobles reportedly stopped attending social gatherings altogether. Through her connection to Emperor Nero, LaCosta enjoyed a level of protection that made her virtually untouchable. She lived openly in a luxurious villa, attended by servants and surrounded by wealth acquired through her deadly trade. Her influence extended into the highest echelons of Roman society, and she was known to maintain a list of clients that included senators, governors, and wealthy merchants, all of whom lived in fear that their names might be revealed. However, LaCosta's privileged position was entirely dependent on Nero's continued reign. So when the emperor died by suicide in 68 AD, her protection vanished overnight. The new emperor, Galba, had no use for a notorious poisoner whose very existence threatened the stability of Rome. He ordered her immediate arrest, determined to make an example of the woman who had terrorized Roman society for so long.
LaCosta's end was as dramatic as her life had been. According to historical accounts, she was paraded through the streets of Rome in chains, facing the jeers and insults of the same population that once trembled at her name. Her execution was deliberately prolonged in public, designed to send a message to any who might consider following in her footsteps. Some sources suggest she was forced to consume one of her own poisons, while others claim she was tied to a stake and subjected to various tortures before being thrown to wild animals in the arena. With her death, an era of Roman history came to an end. The network of poisoners she had trained scattered to the winds. Though some say her deadly knowledge lived on through secret manuscripts passed down through generations, the Roman Senate subsequently passed stricter laws regarding the possession and sale of toxic substances, marking the first comprehensive poison control legislation in recorded history. The legacy of LaCosta's crimes resonated through Roman society long after her execution, fundamentally reshaping how the empire approached matters of law and criminal investigation. The Roman Senate, spurred by public outcry and the shocking revelation of how easily the highest offices could be compromised, enacted a series of groundbreaking legal reforms known as the Lex de Sicarius et Beneficiis. These new laws established the first systematic approach to investigating suspicious deaths, requiring formal examinations of bodies when poison was suspected. The reforms also created strict regulations around the sale and possession of toxic substances, with particularly harsh penalties for those caught dealing in poison. Merchants and apothecaries were required to maintain detailed records of their transactions, a practice that would influence medicine and law enforcement for centuries to come.
The investigation of Lacosta's crimes led to the development of primitive forensic techniques. Roman investigators began documenting common signs of poisoning, creating what could be considered the first toxicology handbook. They also established protocols for preserving evidence and interviewing witnesses, laying the groundwork for future criminal investigation methods. Perhaps most significantly, Lacosta's case highlighted the dangerous intersection of political power and criminal enterprise. The Senate implemented new measures to prevent future rulers from harboring known criminals, including specific provisions about poisoners and assassins. These reforms would later influence medieval European law and, by extension, modern legal systems' approach to conspiracy and accomplice liability. The ripple effects of these changes extended far beyond Rome's borders. As the empire expanded, these legal principles spread throughout Europe and the Mediterranean, establishing precedents that would influence law enforcement practices for generations. The systematic approach to investigating deaths, maintaining records, and regulating dangerous substances became standard practice in many civilizations that followed. In many ways, Lacosta's crimes inadvertently contributed to the development of modern criminology. The methods developed to investigate poisonings in response to her activities laid the foundation for systematic criminal investigation. While the legal reform she inspired continue to influence how societies deal with cases of systematic murder and the use of poison as a weapon. As we reflect on the story of Lacosta of Gaul, we're confronted with a chilling reality: that organised systematic murder is not a modern phenomenon, but one that has existed throughout human history. This first documented serial killer not only shook the foundations of Roman society, but also sparked changes that would echo throughout the centuries. While the methods of investigating serial killers have evolved dramatically since Lacosta's time, from basic observation of poison systems to sophisticated DNA analysis and psychological profiling, the fundamental challenges remain remarkably similar. How do we identify patterns in seemingly unrelated deaths? How do we protect society from those who kill methodically and repeatedly? These are questions that Lacosta's case first forced authorities to consider.
Thank you for listening to episode 1 of our season, Serial Killers in History. Next time, we will be jumping to France in the 1660s, where we find another female serial killer, Catherine Monvoisin.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free Blackstone 8-piece accessory kit when you buy a Blackstone 28-inch griddle. Plus, get two free select Craftsman V20 tools when you buy an RP brushless drill and impact driver combo kit. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.